presenting.
Rolling.
This morning from New York, where he's on CNN with Soledad. Roland Martin, good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Super Dave, Cowboys suck. Just want to let you know, remind you of that, just in case you forgot. Well, I just reminded him. just reminded him.
What
does
that
have to do with the price of gas? Come on,
hump day. Just want to remind him. That's all. Okay. All right. Tommy, if you go to Texas Southern University, or you are a graduate of the university. You are not having a good week. First of all, 19 TSU band members of Ocean of Soul have been reprimanded. 10 upperclassmen have been suspended, kicked out of the university for hazing, paddling the freshmen off campus. That took place. But the really, really big news on TSU's campus, the NCAA has come down hard on this historically black college campus. I turn to my man Jerome Solomon, columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Jerome, not happy at Texas Southern University. Man, did the NCAA drop the hammer or what?
They dropped the hammer, but they were kind. I mean, if any school deserved to have its athletic department shut down, it would be
TSU. You mean definitely?
Yeah, definitely. And the NCAA has just said they're not going to give the death penalty to anyone, but if they were, this would be the one. We're talking 16 of the past 20 years. They've been under probation or broke rules. And this latest one, with 129 athletes over 7 years and 13 sports, were competing when they were ineligible. That's just inexcusable.
Now, we also, and one of the toughest things is they've gone after the former basketball coach, the former football coach, and it's going to be difficult for them to get a job at another NCAA institution because they're going to have to explain, why do you want to hire this person?
Right, and that's no school will touch them because of that. And you have to, if you hire them, you're probably going to be put on probation yourself just for hiring them, and they're not worth it. But these guys, and I know them both, they claim to be innocent, but these rascals did some stuff that's just pretty much inexcusable. I mean, the basketball program's under probation, so it didn't have a full list of scholarships. So he put two basketball players on football scholarships. One kid was from France and said, I never played football my whole life. I can't even catch a football. Never threw one. We don't play football in Paris, but he's on a football scholarship. The other kid hadn't played football since middle school. He shows up at the bookstore to buy books for the semester and says, hey, I'm on basketball scholarship. They go, no, you're not. You're on a football scholarship, and your scholarship doesn't cover the books. That's how he found out he was allegedly on the football team. And when you get into the academic cheating, there are classes, like credit by examination, paperwork forged, professor signatures forged, and guys giving grades, classes they didn't take, exams they never took. It's just ridiculous.
And it's also, I mean, the kind of penalties that they have levied on them will have, what do you say, how many years will this have a pervasive effect on the school and their sporting events?
Well, they hope that, you know, now that this is passed, they can move forward. And I give the athletic director, Charles McClellan, some credit in that had he not been as strong in saying, if you guys cheat, I'm going to fire you, and he's fired everyone he's found involved in the cheating, they would have had a lot rougher penalties. But, I mean, it's probation for the next 5 years, and they just can't mess up. But then again, this time, the NCAA called them, you know, double repeat offenders. So, you know, it's been done before at TSU, but maybe going forward, they can keep a better eye on things.
Well, we also, unfortunately, with the ban hazing information as well, again, not a good week for Texas Southern University.
No,
hopefully the administrators there get it together. Jerome, we thank you for the breakdown there, man. And, yeah, sad story, but you got to follow the rules.
Indeed. And it's pretty simple. I mean, if you cheat, you get caught. Ignorance is not an excuse, and neither is incompetence. And the issue had a lot of both.
All right. Thanks a bunch, sir. 16 of 20 years, Tom. Dang.
Mike Davis, not good.
Dang.
I still love you, Texas Southern. I love you.